My name is Ken Cook Jr. I'm a photographer from the west side of Chicago. I'm currently working on a project, My West Side Story, and this is what Chicago sounds like. I grew up in Humboldt Park. I went to Clemente, but now people will say Humboldt Park is a part of the west side. Maybe they wouldn't have said that when I was growing up, but so I always say now that I'm born and raised on the west side. But I moved to the west side when I was about 10 years old in the Austin community. Spent most of my life here. Went out to Los Angeles for a bit and Las Vegas. And then just after getting married, I moved to Matteson, Illinois, south suburbs. And that's when I really started to get my true love for the West Side. When I moved to Matteson, just realized how much of it I missed. And then just really starting to realize, like, by moving, I was part of a problem that's been being perpetuated for many years. There's disinvestment in the West Side overall. When people get a little success or make a little money, they move from the West Side, leaving future generations to not have someone that looks like them that's successful, someone that looks like them that's living here and making a life here. And so I think when all the people who become successful leave, then it leaves a hole in our community. I live on the West Side because I want to live here. It's not like we couldn't live anywhere else. And so, but I want to be here. I want to be an example. I want to be able to let people see that you can live here and build a life here and raise a family. I got my son who's 5 months, Pharaoh, and he's going to be raised on the West Side. And I'm excited about that. My father did photography, and he wasn't like a famous photographer or anything, but he was special to me. That's my dad. And he would just take pictures of our family moments. And he passed away a few years ago. And so I got married in 2020. And so me and my wife, we went to my mom's house and we're just going through old photos. And I had, before then, I had not picked up a camera myself and never really thought about it. And so I'm looking through these images and I'm just reliving moments. I'm seeing people holding me as a baby that I never met before. And then my mom's telling me who these people are, but I'm just seeing the power in that imagery. And I'm like, man, this is really changing. This is life changing for me because I'm connecting with people that I don't remember meeting or family members I never met before. And I'm like, man, this is powerful. This is historical. And so from there, I started to like, I want to start taking pictures. I got a camera. I think I got a Rebel T8i, so like a Canon entry level camera. Then I started watching documentaries about photography, it was called Strong Black Lens. And there's a group of black photographers, and they're sitting around the table, and they're just talking about photography from the aspect of a black photographer. And I just really learned the responsibility of having a camera. The way they use that to implement change into the world, I said, I want to be a part of this and I can do this. And I'm already connected to my community. I've already felt passionate about my community. And I've been working with NAACP here, but I always felt like I'm a part of something, but I didn't have my thing where what am I adding that can really make a difference? And I mean, NAACP is making a difference and they're making policy changes, but I didn't feel like that was my thing. But for photography, I felt like that was my thing. So I was inspired by my community to really share the intimacy of my life because people here have that real like Southern culture vibe, like that hospitality on the West Side. People take care of one another. And so I want to share that through my work, but also want to encourage us for future generations to keep that culture going because there is some parts where people are starting to get away from it. And people, I mean, the news and the media, they spew all these tales about the West Side and it feels so dangerous or people are scared to leave their homes. And I think that people are scared to interact with each other the way they need to. In the same sense, I want to combat that disinvestment with my work. I want to combat gentrification. Also, I want to combat those tales where people feel like they can't live on the West Side. There's things happening that's dangerous and violence, and that's every community across the country, across the world. But there's a lot of good here on the West Side of Chicago. There's so many organizations that I get to cover, like Jehovah Jireh. I work with the West Side NAACP, NAFI, West Side Health Authority, and these are communities that are coming together, working together within the community to help make the community better. And these are people from the community who live here, who were raised here, and they're looking to change the narrative. And that's what I'm looking to do in my work. I think that's one of the biggest things that's happening here. People just don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. I have relationships with the subjects that I'm photographing. And what I want you to feel when you look at my work, that I spend time with this person, that this is their authentic self, that they're not posing, overposing. They're not trying to be who they're not, but this person feels comfortable enough with me to let me into their space, let me into who they really are, and I'm able to photograph them in an authentic way that amplifies their true voice. I work for The Culture, which is a news outlet here in Austin. We do newspapers, and we cover flood victims from people whose houses flooded a year ago. And before I took any pictures of them, I went in with my editor, Michael Romain, who's the editor of The Culture. We went in together, and we just spent time talking, getting to know them. And people were just, man, just sharing what they're going through their whole life. I mean, we sat down with this lady, and I mean, she told us stories. She's been living in Austin for over 40 years, and she's told us stories from 40 years ago about Austin. But I'm able to really capture that, encapsulate that in the images, because now I'm getting to know you. I'm spending time, and that's what I want people to feel when they see my image. Like, this is a real person. I think my whole goal for my West Side project and my work is to give people access to their humanity. So the name of my project that I'm currently working on is My West Side Story. I want to roll out a zine rollout. I want to give it to the community. I want to do an exhibition where we have it on the West Side. People from all over can come, but I want to have West Siders come and see themselves, and then finally just make it into a book, something that's tangible that everyone can have and sit on their coffee table and really just experience that piece of the West Side and have that with them. I want to show people that there's beauty here, and even in the mundane things, that there's a lot of beauty on the West Side. We have the Austin Town Hall, we have the Golden Dome, there's the conservatory. There's so much here, so I want to highlight those places in the parts of the book in the exhibition. I was shooting an event the other day, maybe like a week ago. There was this gun violence prevention event I was shooting, and this lady just came up to me. She's like, I love what you're doing with your photos. I love what you're doing for the community. It's moving my heart. And that's the reason why I do what I do. And it's not for like personal glorification. I mean, of course, I want to be amplified so the voices that I'm trying to give a space to can be amplified, but just people seeing that and feeling inspired, that moved me. That was one of my favorite moments. I mean, I've had my work featured in Jet Magazine. I've been in multiple newspapers, but that lady from my community saying that she loves what I'm doing and it's moving her heart, that's one of the biggest accomplishments I've had in my work so far. My name is Ken Cook Jr. I'm a photographer from the West Side of Chicago. I'm currently working on the project My West Side Story, and this is what Chicago sounds like.